Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What's up, my friend? You are listening to the Chillpreneur Podcast, the number one place for rule-breaking entrepreneurs to learn how to build a standout personal brand and a kick-ass business without having to hustle their life away. Get ready to be inspired, have a laugh, meet some extraordinary guests, and of course, get your excitement high with some epic dancepreneur party vibes. Hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode of the Chillpreneur Podcast. All right, let's like break down the series of events that led to me jumping on and recording this totally impromptu podcast, which I'm actually really excited for and feel like I should do more often because usually these are the ones that you guys end up liking the most. Anyway, I had a call with one of my students of my Hype Crew. So if you didn't know, I have a Hype Crew Creator Collective Mastermind, which by the way is actually launching really soon. So look out on my Instagram for more details about that, specifically for those of you who are already enrolled in my Influencer Vibes program. But my Hype Crew Content Creator Collective Mastermind is really focused around helping entrepreneurs to build their visibility, to maximize their audience growth through collaboration, through creative and inspiring conversations in a small, intimate group of people. So it has that mastermind aspect to it with the specific focus of visibility and content creation and audience growth. And I ended up actually having a session with one of the previous members from the last round just now this morning. And we started talking all about expanders. We started talking about inspiration. Basically, this student had described to me that she was getting really stuck on her content creation because she was looking for inspiration from people online. She was looking for people to, you know, get inspired for her content, to model her content off, not necessarily copy by any means. But we know a lot of the success advice out there is success leaves clues and why reinvent the wheel. And I know a lot of people do grow really, really big on the internet by modeling their content off what is working for other people. And as a matter of fact, to a certain degree, this is something that I do teach in Influencer Vibes, learning from other people, their formats, their styles, even down to the little details of how quickly they transition from one clip to another or what pattern interruptions techniques do they use in more longer form content. And so, yes, learning from other people is something that is incredibly important as an entrepreneur. Now, the thing is, and where we got to in this conversation that I had earlier, is that quite often this leaves people stuck because they want to create something that is unique, but also they're looking for somebody else to guide them to do so. I wanted to talk a little bit because as my student was bringing this up and she was telling me how she was feeling, this is a very, very similar conversation that I recently had, an earth-shattering conversation that I recently had with one of my friends because I was doing the exact same thing and I didn't realize it. I am always talking about embracing uniqueness and to build your relationship to yourself so that you can go out there and be unique online. And a lot of this has come from me recognizing that what I want to create doesn't actually exist. I got stuck for such a long time. I'm not even joking. Like, I got stuck for such a long time looking for a business coach or a business mentor who was cool, who was out there, who loved to, you know, go and chase all of these hobbies, who I consider to be badass. Basically, if I'm not like without beating around the bush, I was looking for a business coach who was also a DJ, who was also a motorbike rider, who also was just like a real badass female, who also had a soft feminine side, who was also really into community. I was ultimately looking for somebody to show me how to be myself. I was looking for someone who was going to ultimately not give me permission to be myself, but was going to dictate how I should show up and be myself. I was looking for someone to show me all the gaps in the creative industry that I was looking and craving for myself. Instead of just recognizing that because this thing doesn't necessarily exist or it's not easy to find, that is more of an opportunity for me to create it myself. And I had a conversation with one of my friends who was like, Erin, there's probably a reason why there aren't other, like, you know, just unprofessional, hobby chasing, badass entrepreneur business coaches who are all about having fun and less about, you know, the finances and all the professionalism that comes with building an online business, is probably because you're supposed to do this yourself. And that was a real big light bulb moment for me. Like, what I was craving to kind of emulate didn't exist because I was supposed to be the one that actually did it. I was supposed to be the one that created and filled those gaps that I was craving in what I was consuming online. I was the one that was supposed to be that inspiration, and I had to just learn how to be that inspiration for myself first so that therefore I could be the inspiration for those other people that were also craving seeing something different in the online space. And so I had a conversation with this student this morning, and she was going through the exact same thing. She was like, she's more in the wellness and health space. And she was like, you know, I see a lot of content that's more on the either body focused perfection side of things, or it's just focused on the food. You know, I want to be educational, but I want to be real. I want to focus on wellness. I want to do all these things. And I can't find anyone that is going to inspire me to do that. And so I said to her, rather than trying to find someone who's going to leave those clues of what success is going to look like, the number one thing you need to do is create the content that you wish you could consume yourself. And so that's why I really wanted to jump on and record this, like, ultra random, very short, but kind of like, you know, potent episode, if you will, is because if you're getting stuck at this particular point in time with your content creation because what you want to create doesn't exist, or a version of what you want to create doesn't exist, and you're also getting stuck on the concept of, like, is this going to resonate? How do I be more specific? Am I niche enough? Blah, blah, blah. All of the questions that we constantly ask ourselves because of all the marketing rhetoric that's out there on the internet. I guarantee the one way to make your content as potent as you possibly can, as unique as you possibly can, is to ask yourself, is this what I would consume myself? Is this what I'm looking for? Is this the content that I feel like is missing? You know, when you step into that space of being totally unique to yourself and honoring yourself and trusting yourself that no matter what you feel like saying, that it has its purpose in painting the overall picture of your brand. And when you can get to that space, that's when you do create something that people haven't been seen before and that does resonate with them on a much, much deeper level. But stop looking for somebody else to give you permission to do that, because if they had figured it out already, then you're not being totally authentic to yourself. You're not being unique to yourself. You're just following in somebody else's footsteps. And I get it. It can be totally scary territory to be out there and to be kind of like paving the way, if you will. But at the end of the day, like, you can't mess it up. You really can't mess it up when it comes to social media. People are so worried about saying the wrong thing, or it not being specific enough, or my messaging is off, or any of this kind of stuff. But, like, as long as you're not being hurtful to other people, of course, we're not having that conversation, but as long as you're not being hurtful, you can't get it wrong. That's the thing. And that's the thing you have to learn about when it comes to trusting your intuition and creating something that feels unique to you. Now, I know I'm rambling a lot here, so I want to give a really, really practical exercise that you can do if this is resonating with you on any kind of level. And when I say resonating, have you been the person that is ultimately scouring the internet to find somebody, anybody, who's going to show you how to be yourself, to give you ideas on what kind of content to create that only really at the end of the day you can create? If you've been that person, if you're waiting for someone to emulate because what you want to do doesn't necessarily exist, and therefore that person then doesn't exist, and have realized that, hey, the ball's in your court. This is time for you to show up and do the thing, right? If you're struggling with that at the moment, the easiest place that you can start is, what's not there? Ask yourself, look at the content that is within your niche. Look at the creators that are there. Look at the people who are posting, and not from a necessarily critical perspective, but what about their content is missing? What are you not enjoying? I know for me, like a lot of the business coaches, they really do emphasize wealth being the most important part of building an online business. And like, that's just not a vibe for me. I fell into that trap of thinking that wealth was the most important thing and showcasing your wealth was the most important thing. I really did fall into the trap of thinking like, if people didn't think I was rich, then they weren't going to trust me or they weren't going to want to buy from me. And you know, I got to the point where I was like, but this stuff isn't making me happy and it's really not contributing to me feeling successful either. And so when I started looking at a lot of the content in the business coaching space, I was like, I started this business because I literally just wanted to manage my own time. Obviously, I want to impact people and help people, but at the end of the day, I never got a job after graduating uni because I literally didn't want to catch a train into an office and sit by somebody else's rules all day long. I just wanted to do my own thing, whether that was be creative, I wanted to do something online. Yeah, sure, there were all these aspects and elements, but at the end of the day, I just wanted to be free. I wanted to be time free. I wanted to do what I wanted whenever I wanted. And so falling into this whole, like, you have to be successful, you have to be rich in order to be seen as successful, like, it never felt right for me. And so that was one of the gaps that I identified. Where are the people just having fun? You know, where are the people who are using their business success to just do whatever they want when they want, to follow what feels good for them, to be adventurous or to be embracing what their intuition is telling them they should do to spend their days? So yeah, so start looking at around your industry and asking yourself, like, what am I missing? Like, what is missing from my own personal preference of consumption? What would I like to see? And that can start being your blueprint or your roadmap for how to start creating a little bit more authentically. And I want to circle back to the comment that I made about, I know it is scary. Like, I really do understand that when you don't have something that you already know is working for someone else, navigating that territory without any kind of, I guess, guarantee that what you're creating and how you want to create is going to work can be very, very scary. It's easy to have the perfect formula. It's easy to have the perfect strategy. You know, someone comes along and tells you to like create 30 reels a month, focusing very specifically on solving one specific problem and always film in the same spot and always use these hashtags. And if that's worked for them, like there almost is that feeling of like my own creativity is off the hook here and I don't have to take responsibility for how I'm showing up, because if I can just drag and drop somebody else's formula, there's a chance, there's not a guarantee, but there's a chance that it might work for me. But navigating completely uncharted territories of creating something that you haven't seen work for somebody else, I understand it can be very, very scary. But this is generally where the best creation comes from. The best creation comes from people trusting themselves enough to try a different combination of things. I will say that I know that I don't have the biggest audience, but I have an extremely engaged community because the people that get it, like get where I'm coming from in terms of restructuring success, individuality, embracing things outside of just financial gain as a metric for business success, you know, learning to love yourself by becoming the coolest person you know, dancing, all of the things that I stand for, community, bringing people together. Those who get it, they really, really, really do get it. And that's why I'm able to have, you know, the success that I have with my business, because we almost have this like really connected mentality amongst us, because it's so unique to who I am that there are other people that resonate with that on a deeper level. And because there are so few spaces that you can find this unique combination of things, once they land and they feel at home in this community, obviously it's so much more incentive to want to stay. If there's so many other options because everybody else is just a carbon copy of one another, because that is the safe way to create content and to build a business, to just copy what somebody else has done. I'm not saying it's necessarily like a bad thing. Obviously, if you're copying their personality, that's a bad thing. But if you're copying their format or their business model or whatever, you've learned from them and you're applying it to your own business, I should say, you know, that's fine, whatever, if that works for you, but you're never going to really be able to create something unique in that way. And if you're feeling uncomfortable because you know that there's something else out there, you know that there's something else missing from your strategy, then you do have to be brave enough to chart, to go in those uncharted territories and to test and to try and experiment and have things fail and have to iterate and have to just keep moving forward without, again, that guarantee of this particular thing is going to work or has worked before for anybody else. I think the biggest thing here is just learning how to trust your intuition. And I know that's probably a whole other episode in and of itself. I actually have a guest coming on this week who was really struggling to show up and create content and now honestly is absolutely thriving on life, one of my previous Simply Business students. And I really want to talk to her about intuition as she is on the intuitive sort of psychic side of things. And so we'll have a deeper conversation about creative intuitive nudges when it comes to content creation and learning how to trust yourself. But I actually want to repeat something that my boyfriend Tegan said the other day, which I thought was really, really, really interesting. And to kind of close this episode out, may help you to just trust creating something that hasn't been created before, because I think that's ultimately the emphasis of what I'm trying to say in this episode, is that it's okay not to have somebody show you the way. And it's okay to create or to create that path that way yourself. It's scary nonetheless, but that's ultimately, I feel like, where the magic is. And if you're feeling stuck because you don't have someone who's that one source of inspiration, or you can, you know, get inspired by their content, if you don't have that kind of like one success to model, then that's probably a sign that all of the things you are and you want and that you're craving and that you're looking for, everything that you're looking for in that person or in that inspiration, is the thing that you should be creating yourself. So figure out what you need. And that is ultimately a really good place to start. But I also wanted to repeat, as I mentioned, my partner said something in when we were having a conversation the other night about content creation and about how, you know, I think sometimes we feel like, oh, I don't want to create this. It's already out there. Or what if it's too weird? Or what if it's too different? But coming back to recognizing that we do all have a unique sense of magnetism. You know, we all have characteristics that build up how we are attractive to certain people. And I'm not saying attractive in a romantic sense, but why certain people become friends and others don't, or why some relationships work or professional relationships work, why some people we just are naturally more drawn to and others we aren't. But, you know, just because we're not drawn to someone doesn't mean they're not attractive to other people, right? We all have certain preferences and certain vibes and all of these different aspects that make us connect with someone on a non-tangible level. And so recognizing that your unique magnetism, everything that has made your vibe up to who it is and who you are today, is going to resonate with a particular group of people. And so when you do learn to truly embrace every single dynamic aspect of yourself and show up from that way rather than feeling as though you need to replicate somebody else, that's when I feel like true magic starts to happen. Some of the biggest benefits for me when I started showing up more as myself. I mean, not only did I get complimented every single day by someone being like, you're such a vibe, this is such a vibe, there's something about this, the energy, you know, it just resonated again on that non-physical, non-tangible level. But what I found was the people that were entering my community were so aligned to who I truly was on the inside and truly understood what it was that I was trying to create and who I was trying to be, that it made everything so much easier. You know, whether you're a coach or a consultant or a service provider, when your customers get it, when they get you, and you don't have to step into any type of masquerading, performative kind of role when you're showing up for that community, because you have to play that character of who you've created from the front end, you make it 10,000 times so much easier for you to have conversations, for you to answer people. You know, if you ever get a sense of dread of responding to a client or showing up on a call, it's probably because the environment of that call is one that you have to act or perform or give a part of you that doesn't truly exist. When you can just be, when you can just show up to a call and just be who you are, say what you want to say, like you would do that anyway with a group of friends. Like, it takes so much of the work out of it. And so to summarize for like the 10th time, because I feel like I just keep having more to say and then I keep summarizing and having more to say. If what you want and what you're looking for as a source of inspiration doesn't exist, list out everything you can think of what you're craving somebody else to give you permission to do, and do it yourself. Have faith that if you follow your intuition, that you don't have to have the perfect message or, you know, maximum clarity or anything like that. Just having faith that what you say, when you know who you're speaking to, and 99% of the time you're speaking to yourself, will resonate, as long as you're focusing on being valuable and helpful and all of these things as well. But you know, just trusting that it all will fit its place in the puzzle of your overall portfolio of content. And then just also recognizing that the more authentic you are, the easier that it will become for you, not just as a content creator, but as a business owner. So be your own inspiration. Be what you're looking for. All right. That's it for me. I know this was a huge ramble. Look, at the end of the day, I had that call this morning and then I was like, I'm going to be all spiritual today. And I tried to do this meditation. I got like 2 minutes into the meditation. I was like, I have to record a podcast. So anyway, I am going to go now because I just got a call and I'm going to go answer it. I love you. I hope this was helpful. I'll see you again in a couple of days because I do, as I said, have a really exciting episode coming out. If you are interested in Hype Crew, which is my creator collective, as I mentioned in the beginning of this episode, please do reach out to me on Instagram. The spaces are extremely, extremely, extremely limited. Okay, I obviously need to learn how to put my phone on silent before jumping on a podcast, but spaces are extremely limited. It's all about helping you to go to that next level with your content creation through what I consider to be one of the most potent forms of visibility, which is collaboration. We have deep conversations weekly about going into your strategy and the mindset behind content creation, as well as analyze a lot of content ourselves as a group to start to think about what is trending, what is popular, what can we add to our strategies, what can we take away. We analyze a lot of external content as well as our own, and then center a lot of our work together through collaborations. So you not only collaborate with me multiple times throughout the program, but also with the other members of the group to maximize that visibility as well. So again, if you've got any questions, please do reach out to me and let me know. I love you. I hope this episode was helpful and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.